France, Germany and the United Kingdom have called for a meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss Turkey's air and ground offensive on Kurdish-controlled areas in northeastern Syria. It follows the decision by the US President Donald Trump to withdraw his country's troops from the area. Mr. Trump has been criticised for his decision at home and abroad. One of his allies, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, said the US administration had, as he put it, shamelessly abandoned the Kurds. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has rejected other criticism that the withdrawal of troops paved the way for the Turkish military operation.
The United States didn't give Turkey a green light. We'll continue to be in a position to do what we need to do to keep the American people as safe as we possibly can from this threat. But it is not only in Syria. It emanates from Iraq. There are a dozen other countries where the threat from radical Islamic terrorism continues to exist. And we, the United States, has to make sure we position our forces, our resources appropriately to reduce that threat to the United States.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is meeting the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson later today to try to break the deadlock over Brexit. The two leaders will hold what are described as private talks in northwest England. The exact location has not been made known. Our London correspondent Sean Whelan.
In the ether for the past fortnight, this meeting between Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson has been billed in some UK media as last-ditch talks on possible changes to the Northern Ireland backstop that might just clear the way for a Brexit deal. If they don't, attempts to get a deal could be formally shut down by the weekend. Irish sources are not upbeat. Yesterday, the Taoiseach told the Doyle the government wants a deal and will work until the very last moment to get one. But, he added, not at any cost. The talks venue has been kept secret and there is no scheduled press conference, nor will there be any video of the meeting. Both leaders will be accompanied by senior officials for the talks and Michel Barnier's team in Brussels will be kept fully informed. Sean Whelan, RTE News, London.
The Inspector of Mental Health Services, Dr. Susan Finnerty, has said it's astounding that the state has failed to provide adequate rehabilitation services in the sector. Dr. Finnerty blamed the long-term neglect of people with severe and enduring mental illness for creating a revolving door admissions practice to the detriment of service users, their families and the public finances. Our religious and social affairs correspondent, Joe Little.
The inspector's report on rehabilitation and recovery in the HSE's mental health services states that the HSE has 23 rehabilitation teams. That's just under half what official policy requires, and that those dedicated, creative and hardworking teams are staffed at just over one-third of their recommended levels. She notes that the inaccessibility of rehabilitation services deprives people with enduring mental illness of any prospect of reaching their full potential, and that individuals facing these challenges expressed frustration and anger at being stuck in an unresponsive system. She blames the state's long-term neglect of rehabilitation for the repeated admissions of such people to inpatient units, followed by discharges and readmissions when things break down again, a pattern she describes as counterproductive for both the people concerned and the already severely under-resourced acute psychiatric services.
The search for a fisherman missing in West Cork has resumed. The alarm was raised when the fisherman failed to return to port in West Cork yesterday evening. Two games have been cancelled at the Rugby World Cup in Japan. The England-France and the New Zealand-Italy matches have been called off because of Typhoon Hagibis. Tournament rules state that any pool game that cannot be played is not rescheduled and instead is recorded as a 0-0 draw, giving each team 2 points with no bonus points available. Ireland's match against Samoa has not been affected. From Japan, our sports reporter Justin Tracy.
The two games to go, England and France and New Zealand and Italy, are both in the path of Super Typhoon Hagibis. It's due to hit Japan on Saturday, affecting Yokohama and Toyota, the two venues. Tournament director Alan Gilpin said they looked exhaustively at contingency plans, which involved moving or rearranging matches. But it was decided it was unfeasible on both logistical and safety grounds. Organisers say they hope the Japan-Scotland game, also in Yokohama, will be able to go ahead on Sunday. A decision on this will be taken on Sunday morning, 6 hours before the game. But were it to be cancelled and the game called a draw, Scotland would be out, barring Ireland lost, without a bonus point. Justin Tracy, RTE News, Japan.
Now the time is coming up to 6:30 past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Working on a construction site? Stay clear of overhead wires and underground cables. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
It'll be generally cloudy today. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will extend from the west during the morning. There'll be dry spells in many areas this afternoon, but it'll be dull and misty in many areas with hill and coastal fog. Rain will become persistent in South Munster and South Leinster later this afternoon and in the west and northwest towards evening. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 17 degrees. And there's a warning that southwesterly winds will reach gale force later today and tonight on coastal waters from Slinehead to Rossonpoint to Fairhead.